Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Polevsky. We're taking a break from wine for the next couple of weeks, and we're going to be talking with Brian Tracy, who's president of Sagamore Spirits. Welcome, Brian. It's really nice to see you.
Thank you for having me.
You are bringing rye whiskey back to Maryland where it belongs, basically.
Yes, we'd like to think so.
Whose idea was this?
There's two guys who are the visionary behind it, really. One gentleman by the name of Kevin Plank and another gentleman by the name of Bill McDermott.
And they had this idea that Baltimore should get back into the distilling business, or?
I believe those two guys are about as Maryland as it gets. Mm-hmm. They love the idea, anything Maryland, especially Baltimore, and they're also entrepreneurs. So they love the idea of creating great businesses here in Maryland, anything that can help the local economy as well. They're real visionaries and entrepreneurs.
Now, right now, Sagamore Spirit Rye is made in Indiana, along with a whole lot of other brands of rye, but there is a local connection to it because the water is from here?
Last couple of years, while we were working through our distillery getting built here in Baltimore, we started our head distiller on the project, Larry Ebersold, as master distiller, or was the master distiller. After 25 years, he retired from MGP, Seagram's, LDI, whatever you'd like to call it. And he's been kind enough to join our project in 2013. And so we knew it would be a great start with his connection there, start working on making our rye in his old factory while we're getting built out here. But what we do is once we are done distilling, aging it, we'll bring it into Baltimore. And once we bring it here, we dump the barrels. And come to find out, our story goes back to Sagamore Farm, a kind of a historic thoroughbred horse racing farm located not too far from the studio.
Mm-hmm. Greenspring Valley.
Yep, right. Absolutely. Worthington Valley there. Come to find out, it's built on a shelf of limestone rock, has these beautiful limestone springs throughout the farm. Limestone water is probably one of the key, if not the most key ingredient to a good whiskey. Once we bring the whiskey to Baltimore, we go up to the spring and we collect the spring water, bring it back down to our bottling facility in downtown Baltimore, dump the whiskey, and then we do all our cutting to bottle proof with 100% spring water from Sagamore Farm.
So in the bottle, it ends up at 41.5% alcohol, and it comes to you in cask strength at?
We actually distill two different rye mash bills. We distill a high rye and a low rye. And then we actually dump two different rye mash bills instead of one. And then we blend them at a certain ratio that we like. They both typically come out of the barrel, though, around 115 proof. Obviously, then we'll go ahead and gauge it and proof it and then cut it accordingly.
Tell me what a high rye is and what a low rye is.
So high rye just basically means, as far as the mash bill or the recipe, that a very, very large percentage of it is rye grain. To be a rye whiskey or straight rye whiskey, which we are, you have to be at least 51% rye in your mash bill. So a low rye means we're probably closer to the low end of what illegal straight rye is. We distill two different rye mash bills, and then we blend them accordingly, and we think it makes it for a little bit more of a unique product.
Brian Tracy is president of Sagamore Spirit. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you.
Brian Tracy will be back next week to talk more about Sagamore Spirits. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Polevsky. Cheers.